KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new set of COVID variants are circulating, including here in Utah. Scientists are not sure yet whether this could lead to another summer surge. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, Phil Lyman and his running mate are in court this afternoon. We're waiting for a decision about Lane Bangerter's eligibility to run. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have I-15 delays in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. If you're traveling Bangerter, southbound I-15 is at a crawl from I-80 to just past California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies for our Saturday with temperatures back in the 70s, but cool changes moving by Sunday. I'm Kevin Eubank.
57 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hope Hicks, one of Donald Trump's most trusted aides, testifying much of today in the hush money criminal trial. Trump is accused of falsifying documents to cover up payments to keep alleged affairs from voters ahead of the 2016 election. Hicks became emotional right before cross-examination and had to step off the stand for a moment. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the courthouse.
As she described it, they were together all the time. She was one of his most loyal aides. When she walked into the courtroom, she did not appear to look at Trump, but his gaze certainly followed her to the witness stand. And right off the bat, she told prosecutors that she has not communicated with Trump since 2022.
Brokered talks continuing in Egypt on a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel. CIA Director Bill Burns reportedly part of negotiations on the hostage release proposal. And another round of storms moving into Texas and parts of the South, including the threat of tornadoes. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL.
It's the KSL Giveathon. Be a smile maker for the kids at Primary Children's Hospital.
Afu is a young athlete who started experiencing pain in his lower leg when he was 14. Everyone attributed it to sports, but by the time football season rolled around, the pain was still there. His parents scheduled an MRI to identify the cause.
My name's Afu Fiafia. I'm 16. I have four sisters, two brothers. We all love to hang out with each other, and there's lots of joy around our house. No one's ever missing out on anything because there's just so many kids.
He's very outgoing, loving, fun.
I started experiencing pain in my left calf. Never really thought anything of it.
Kind of just wrote it off when he's active, it's a little sore.
A doctor suggested that we got it scanned and looked at.
He referred us to Primary Children's and they confirmed cancer that he had is Ewing sarcoma. It was considered stage 4 because when they found it, it had spread to his lungs and pelvis, abdomen, lymph nodes.
Our world just came crashing down. You just don't know who, where, and what to turn to.
People at Primary Children's are so welcoming.
There's a sense of comfort when you deal with the doctor on a professional level, but know that there's a personal touch to it.
I can't imagine having to tell people bad news all day and to still have a heartfelt approach and not make it feel like it was just another day. It was actually really comforting.
We started with 14 rounds of chemo. During the last few rounds of chemo, they started the radiation on my lungs.
They saw spots that had come back in his lungs, and he had relapsed at that point. So they started chemotherapy again right away. 9 more rounds of chemotherapy. He just finished that a couple months ago, and he's in remission again.
People at Primary Children's are so welcoming and so helping, and not like any other place. It's one of a kind.
Oh, what can I say? I'm surviving. And I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. I think I'll be fine.
Afu has been in remission for almost a year. While the future remains uncertain, he and his family are filled with hope, gratitude, love, and determination. The KSL Giveathon for Primary Children's Hospital is May 23rd. That's 20 days away, and we're asking you to donate by visiting kslkids.com, or all you have to do is text the word SMILE to 57500. We'd love to have 5 new Smile Makers by 5 o'clock. A Smile Maker is a recurring donation of $15 a month. And thanks, of course, to our longtime Smile Maker sponsor, J&J Garden Center.